Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Nick Tatton, and we're going to be talking about one of Price City's favorite events. Following the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade, everyone gathers out at the Notre Dame Dolores Catholic Church for their St. Patrick's Day celebration, and it's right around the corner coming up on Saturday, March 14th. Nick, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time.
Well, thanks so much for having me out. This is such a fun event, and it's great to come chat about it.
Now, there's something about Price City. Everyone loves St. Patrick's Day, and this is an event that really serves to double that. I mean, you get the parade beforehand, but then after that, you get a chance to have some of the most delicious food you'll be able to experience all year long.
You know, it really is a great tradition in this community. This community really embraces St. Patrick's Day. It's a spring, a good rite of passage in springtime in our area, and the parade's a ton of fun. We have a great time cooking corned beef and cabbage and serving it up and having a lot of fun through the day with everybody. It's going to be a fun day over at the Notre Dame Hope Center's corner of 200 North, Carbon Avenue. Come on over, have some lunch, hang out. There's going to be, some usual fun fundraiser type stuff, silent auction, baked goods booth, things like that. And of course, you know, the corned beef, we're going to start cooking that, you know, a day or so in advance and make sure it's good and seasoned up and good for everybody. So we'll have a lot of fun.
You know, you look at the menu and you can't go wrong. To me, that's the big draw of this event is all the great food. Yeah. You're going to be able to experience, of course, the corned beef and cabbage lunch, always a big draw. But you also have hamburgers, hot dogs, and the ever-popular Irish nachos.
Irish nachos have really become a thing. You know, a good plate of nachos with some corned beef on it. And, last year we had some folks asking for, the traditional good Utah pastrami burger type of thing, but a little corned beef on top of the hamburgers. So we said, man, we had people asking for it. Let's do it. And so we're going to cook up a little extra beef and have it ready to go. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And whether the weather's good or bad or either way, come on over, have a little fun, help support a great fundraiser for Notre Dame Church. And one of the things I'm really proud of is Notre Dame also takes part of the proceeds and invests back in the community and makes donations back. I'm not sure which ones they're doing this year, but they do make donations back into the community to worthwhile charities and things. And so it makes you feel good to do a great fundraiser for the community and the church.
You know, that's what I love so much about Notre Dame is you guys are always putting action into the community. I mean, everything you do is very community-centric. You're always looking for opportunities to give back all throughout the year, and it's just such a great organization. You love to see when churches are able to do that because, you know, sometimes they get a bit of a negative stigma behind them, but it's a great way to get in that public eye and really break that and show, hey, we are here to help.
And same with a few other churches in the community. A lot of great works goes on. So please support this. Please support the other things that go in the community. Support the parade. Support the downtown businesses. It's a big event. It's a big day for everybody. And let's keep our tradition alive in the community.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the St. Patrick's Day celebration. Now, of course, people might not be able to make it. You know, maybe they won't be able to make it in person. But you guys do have the opportunity for takeout. Is that correct?
Very much so. Yeah. You know, if you want to swing by and place your order to go, we do a whole lot of those. You can also just give Catherine or I a call, and we'd be happy to get your order ready for you to be picked up. And love to have you participate, whether you can be there in person, on site, or not.
Now, we've looked at this event kind of as a whole. We've looked at it from almost every perspective, but we haven't got your personal perspective on this. What do you find most enjoyable about the St. Patrick's Day celebration?
You know, I think it's beyond the fun and games, it's the camaraderie. It's being around the people that are doing it, that are working hard and having a great time doing a fundraiser. It's being around the community that comes to support it and seeing friends and family from all over. There's people that drive down from the Wasatch Front to support St. Patrick's Day in Price, Utah, and corned beef and lunch at Notre Dame. So it's a great time to see and be around great friends and family, and that's what our community is.
Now, you mentioned this takes a lot of hard work, as would any event of this scale. But what's the behind-the-scenes look like as you're getting ready and getting closer and closer to the actual event?
Well, you know, we're getting close now, and so supplies are being ordered, and we'll start cooking really a whole day in advance and getting the beef good and tender so it's a nice lunch for everybody. And you know, there's a lot of decorations to put up and tablecloths to put out. You know, everybody knows that's done an event. And the big thing is having a lot of fun cooking and, just hanging around with people and watching the smiles on people's face when they have their lunch. And it is a lot of fun.
Now, Nick, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
I would just say thank you for being part of one of the greatest communities in the entire world. come out and support St. Patrick's Day in Price, Utah, and at Notre Dame for lunch.
Well, Nick, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
We really appreciate you. Thanks for having me out, buddy.
Again, we're talking to Nick Tatton about Notre Dame St. Patrick's Day celebration. That's going to be on Saturday, March 14th, right after the downtown parade, running from noon until 8 p.m. Come enjoy some corned beef and cabbage, baked goods, silent auctions, and games. So much fun to be had on St. Patrick's Day here in the Castle Country. And for more Castle Country focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.